Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 2nd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
David Nevins interviews Kurt Sommer, Executive Director, West Baltimore Renaissance Foundation, LifeBridge Health. Kurt Sommer, Executive Director of the West Baltimore Renaissance Foundation, a nonprofit organization linked to LifeBridge Health, is managing funding from the Maryland Health Services Cost Review Commission to address community needs such as workforce development, youth mentoring, and food access. The foundation has opened The Factory, a West Baltimore Opportunity Center, to provide resources for the community. Prior to this role, Kurt led the Baltimore Integration Partnership, focusing on economic inclusion in the region. David Nevins, president and CEO of Nevins & Associates, a strategic communications company, interviews Kurt. With over 30 years of experience in marketing and public relations, David has a diverse client base across industries. Learn more about their work by connecting with Kurt and David on LinkedIn.
Atlanta Community Food Bank harnesses collective action this Hunger Action Month. During Hunger Action Month, the Atlanta Community Food Bank is urging community members to join the fight against hunger. With food insecurity at its highest rate in over a decade, over 47 million Americans, including 14 million children, are facing hunger. The recent cuts to SNAP and Medicaid are making the situation worse. President and CEO Kyle Wade emphasizes the need for community support to help those in need. Throughout September, donations to the food bank will be matched dollar for dollar, up to $100,000. Supporters are encouraged to wear orange, the color representing hunger, on Hunger Action Day, September 9th. The food bank is hosting a 30-day challenge on social media and welcomes volunteers to help sort and package food for neighbors. Join the initiative by using Hunger Action Month and tagging at Feeding America and ACFB on social media. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.